Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, what a figure without. Oh my God, I can't believe I just lost the words just that quick. Praise the Lord, your glory unto the Most High God. We thank God he is worthy of the praise. There is something about that name. That's what it is. I tell you, the enemy is a liar. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Savior, Master, Jesus, like a flicker without a flame. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Savior, Master, Jesus, like a flicker without a flame. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Praise the Lord in his name. All in him is the fullness of joy. In his name is salvation, deliverance, and healing, and encouragement. All, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything we need is found in the power of his name. Praise your name, Jesus. We bless and honor you, and we thank you so much for saving and delivering us and bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Just want to thank God for all his great and mighty acts. He is an awesome God. I'll tell you, there is none like him. He has so many great and powerful plans for our lives. If only we believe and trust in his word and believe, glory to God, that whatever his word says shall come to pass, because he's not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. If he said a thing, it shall be. Praise the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for this is the day he's made. Have you made your choice that you're going to rejoice and be glad in it? Hallelujah. Or are you just going to let, glory to God, time just go by and let, glory to God, whatever goes, go? Or you're going to line yourself up and come in compliance with what his word says and, glory to God, glorify him and magnify him and give him his praise and do as he say and allow, glory to God, his will to be done in us? Or are we just going to be like a ship without a sail out there and get caught up in every wind and doctrine? Or are we going to say, whatever thy will is, so be it, my God, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm looking forward to tonight for God to bless, and a special thing that God placed in my spirit to you all's ears, except one, I believe, is first time hearing it. When I heard it, I just want to be obedient to that God said the other day. about glorifying his name, and that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give praise to him, the glory to God, and give praise, glory to God, and the testimonies of the greatness of God. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life and look back what God has brought us through and brought us out of and what he's still doing and promised yet to do, praise the Lord. We should be rejoicing and excited and ecstatic about the future of what he's about to prove himself in and what he's about to do on our behalf. So we're looking forward to a move of God in a miraculous way. Praise God. No, we're not going to have system problems tonight. Not tonight. Not any night, but definitely. Oh. Why is it saying we're not? Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. What is going on here? Let's see if we have 2015@gmail.com. Hallelujah, let's try and see what we got going here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are not going to be defeated no matter what. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my dears, we're trying to have a little issue today, but we're going to get these testimonies in, and we're going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight to the church, to our vessels, in the name of Jesus. So no matter what, God be the glory. Somewhere or another, he's going to reveal what this issue is. So we will try this again, but I just want to thank God again for the opportunity for us to come together. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to put it on the phone, and when the computer decides to stop having this little issue, we will resume back to that as long as I can see you all's, praise the Lord, amen. I'm telling you, everything can run smooth, and all of a sudden it just comes off the line, but I thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Praise the Lord. We're going to use our phone tonight. Praise the Lord and bring the system up. Not less than something else come up. We are on. Praise the Lord for those that have came on already. Amen. Did we lose somebody too? Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. I just saw six and now we have five. Well, praise the Lord. Anyway, we're going to go on. All right. Well, God has blessed and put in my spirit and so forth. You know, every so often it's been some months now since we've had testimony, but I heard him about giving glory unto the Lord. So he even gave me some categories, and that don't mean specifically, but we want to people to be able to hear about the power and the anointing of what God is still doing. He's still healing. He's still delivering. Praise God. And then there's things that God is blessing through divine healing. He's doing some supernatural blessings and miracles and things over to God nobody could have done, whether it was healing our body from some type of disease or healing us, glory to God, from being able to be raised up from, glory to God, from the bed of affliction, whether it's things going on where you're about to lose your home or your car or whatever, restoration or what God's blessed in financial situation when everything was going tipsy-turvy, when there was so many heartaches and different things that went on, whether somebody that you never thought, glory to God, would ever been a blessing to you, but a miracle took place from that, or whether a child got saved, or whether somebody, a husband got saved, or whether the Lord blessed, and here it is, you had a pressing bill and no way to find any finances here and there, and all of a sudden, the midnight hour, there is God, turn that thing around, whatever the situation is. But we know sometimes we can have these little blessings that also give God glory. Well, you know, I went to the store and, you know, whatever like this. I only had $10, but there was something on sale and I got it for, you know, and I was able to come out with $20 or $30 worth of food. Praise God. But there are some things that people need to know, the miraculous. Even when your life was on the line, it was those things, glory to God, that happened in your past and you could end up not even being here. Things, glory to God, God exposed. Oh, glory to God, is so many powerful miracles and God's still doing. Somebody might have been standing the gap for and the enemy said, glory to God, it was over and God blessed and through the prayers, God saved their lives or either saved them from being in a horrific situation and whatever, come out of a bad accident. It's so many powerful things that God's still doing and people are walking around like they think our God is still not on the, you know, it's not still on the throne doing greater things. Marriage was on the brink, and it looked like it was over, and God blessed and restored. And it was some horrible things that went on in life, but God has came in and moved. So much pain sometimes that you almost could feel like you could breathe or you can stand to go through another day. But God, he is that kind of awesome, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God in the name of Jesus. And there's been times where he's made our enemies our footstool. Glory to God, whether it was being something on the job, whether it was something, glory to God, in the neighborhood, whether someone was in family or whatever, God know how to turn things around. When the enemy meant for evil, God will turn around and make good out of it. He is so phenomenal like that. So we're going to praise God, get ready, praise the Lord for scripture reading, for prayer, and I'm sitting up here trying to think, should I start it out or should I be number two? But I might be number two. Let's see, glory to God, what our scripture reading is for tonight. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. May even have, glory to God, let me see. Bless the Lord. Let's have this little reading first. It says, hope. Softly I announce my presence. We're talking about the Lord. Shimmering hues of radiance tap gently on your conscience. Seek it interest. Though I have all power in heaven and earth, I am infinitely, tenderly with you. The weaker you are, the more gentle I approach you. Let your weakness be a door to my presence. Whenever you feel inadequate, remember that I am your everlasting help. Hope in me, and you will be protected from depression and self-pity. Hope is like a golden cord concerning you in heaven. The more you cling to this cord, the more I bear the weight of your burdens. Thus you are lightened. Heaviness is not of my kingdom. Cling to hope, and my rays of light will reach you through the darkness. And he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Call upon me, and I will answer. The kind of God that we serve, he's awesome. Oh, phenomenal. And Jesus is our advocate. Praise the Lord. Amen. The scripture reference, glory to God, that was added that I just put on. But Psalm 46, 1 and Romans 12 and Romans 15:13. Hallelujah. Since it says Romans 12:12, we will even go ahead and do that scripture. Hallelujah. Praise be the Lord. Amen. Trials and tribulations will come. But our God, hallelujah, plans that he'll still turn it around for our good. 12, 12:1-2. We'll do that, and then see if I can see 12:12, and then we'll move forward. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And let's see what the 12th verse says. Oh, praise the Lord. 12:12. Am I missing a page or something? Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, I don't know what's going on with my pages right now, but we're not going to delay the time. Praise the. Okay. No. Okay. Rejoicing in hope and patience in tribulation, continually steadfast in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what that scripture says. Amen. We bless the Lord for the reading of his word tonight, for the scripture reading. Praise the Lord. Father, we do honor you and take you. Thank you, glory to God, for all that you do every day. Renewed mercies for grace. Thank God for Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you that we have access to the throne, that we can come boldly to obtain mercy. We thank you, glory to God, that you have an ear that you can hear. Hallelujah, when we call on your name and when we call, glory, in faith, when we call, glory to God, as being a born-again believer. Ah, God, as we come before you, help us to come before you with clean hands. Forgive us for every offense, but we do come, even in the things that we do error in, that you forgive us in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we're praying that we be not repeat offenders in these things, but we'll strive for more of you. But thank God for that mercy in the midst of all those trials and situations. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Thank you for the testimonies that, glory to God, that are in our lives, that you came in and how you moved and how you proved and how you, glory to God, turned things around that you may be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are so wonderful. We praise you, Jesus, glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you today. Glory to God for giving us this time that we can lift up your name and give you glory and give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for moving on our behalf. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for, glory to God, the man of God. But thank God for these faithful women. Hallelujah. Constantly, glory to God, on their post. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are so wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you tonight, and I pray, glory to God, as we come before you, anyone that even have problems or either situations or need a healing or need deliverance, God, that even through the words that are being spoken tonight, as we pray in advance, that they will find strength and courage and encouragement, whatever it is, whether it's a spiritual situation or whether it's a physical one or emotional one, in the name of Jesus. For those that we've been praying for, we're thanking you for miraculous miracles to come forth to, in the name of Jesus. Bless these your people. Prepare their hearts. We give each one, glory to God, 15 minutes to share of the goodness of whatever category, whatever they went through. And glory to God, it's not a preaching time. It's just an exalting time of testimony to give to you to glorify your name. You are worthy of the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right, we're going to open up and allow Evangelist Ely to start us off tonight, and then we're going to have Mother McCormick and find out this young lady, Prophetess Anum, whether she's going to be next. Let me see if I didn't remember seeing Pastor Bird yet. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. At this time, we'll take it from that order, then we'll line up the others afterwards. So the line is open. Sister Ely, you can tell your testimony. And we'll start now. It's 7:20. So you have 7:35, and even if you finish 10 minutes, just do 10 minutes. It's up to you. But each person will have at least 15 minutes to share.
Greetings, women and men and women of God. honoring to God, first and foremost, who's the head of my life, giving praise and honor to Pastor E.J. Hubbard, all the prophets, elders, ministers, apostles, my leader, overseer, Dr. A. McGuire. God is just awesome and amazing, and I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes or 5 minutes, but I'm just going to give a highlight of what I give God thanks and glory, because he is an awesome and a mighty God in spite of life, circumstances, situations. One of the scriptures that I use for my initial sermon, which has been, it's amazing, I want to say it's been 10 years this past summer, but was Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I'm going to even say, didn't realize when I preached that particular scripture, but all through the years of different circumstances and situations God has brought me through, I can truly say that I can do all things to God who strengthens me, because there's been seasons and times in my life that if the devil had his way, I wouldn't be here. So I just thank God for his grace and mercy, just from things I've gone through, from mental, emotional, physical abuse, and just things that, like, it's literally from youth to an adult, trials that I've come through that people might have lost their minds. And there was periods of times, two instances I can look, when I had my daughter and some trials that was just unimaginable that my mind spent out for a while. And just even to being who God is so gracious, it will be actually 2 years, if it's not 2 years, in a couple of days that I literally was in a mental health facility and locked behind closed doors because of the enemy thought that it was my last days and decisions that I was going to make with my life. But the God we serve, he's such a mighty and gracious God that I had prayer warriors. I had a husband. I had God standing in my corner praying that season was only going to be a temporary season, that I had to be in there, I think, almost 8 days. And for the time that I was there, you know, it was a journey to be taking all your rights of whatever you can do on your time, your terms, to be able to say that, you know, to be at a place that I know that this will bless somebody one day, that to have to experience that. And even in the midst of me in my own storm, was able to bring somebody to Christ in that facility. And God only gets the glory for that. And it's just so many things that I think about in life, that we go through things and we take lighthearted, and even dealing with through the years that even before I was diagnosed, didn't know that's what I was going through, depression and anxiety. But even diagnosed, I can say coming through what I just have in the last years, and having a doctor this year just telling me, explaining why I need to stay on my medication, things like that. Not because, like you said, you have an outbreak or something going on constant, but to be able to keep the stability. But even with that being said, God has been so good that even in the midst of some storms that my family has been going through, God has kept me. And I just feel like I just thank him for just him being a God that he loves you in spite of who you have been, who you are. And even when we one day may make a mistake again, he still loves you in spite of. And I give him total praise. I was listening to that song this morning, but I just really do thank God, because I remember when. I remember all the prayers that my mom might have had, that not that I was out here doing just reckless and crazy, but there was things that I did that I can look back, could have made better decisions, could have just whatever, but God kept me. Even in college, where I had a gun pulled on me because of cards, being so caught up in playing cards that nowadays those type of situations, people are losing their lives. So I thank God for grace that my life was not taken. Excuse me. I thank God for just even being patient and waiting on a spouse. Times when I could have made decisions because of offers or whatever, it wasn't my time. But when my time is seasoned, that I thank God for neither one, me or my husband, is not perfect, but God gave me a man that loves me for who I am, this size, this color, this creed. And I thank God for him being supportive. And even in God brought timing to him to come into my life, even with losing my father 2 days before my birthday, that man stood beside me, was not even my spouse at that time, but was there. And even with all the things that I went through with my father before losing him, and just the up and down relationship that we had, it was God who kept me. And even losing him, thinking that I wasn't going to get through that, I can say that not there's not days I don't miss him, but I'm not in a guilty state. I'm not in a space of, no, I can't move on with life. But I thank God that I still, he's just brought me from some seasons. And even the season I'm in right now, where I don't know if we could lose a car, bills may not be paid, but the peace of God that I have determined that I made a decision, life is too short. I know that my God will, and when he will, I want to already be in a spirit of praise. I want to be in a spirit of, God, I just thank you because I know that you're able, because the tests that I've had before that turned into testimonies, it has allowed me to keep the journey going. And I even was encouraging my husband this morning, just talking about how we have to live in the moment now, because no man knows the day or the hour that God may call on us. And so we just have to, like, Lord, we know that you will and you're able. And until you do, we will continue to press forward. We will continue to honor you, but we will continue to also live, because I feel like even being in the body of Christ, we can't forget. We serve God, but we still need to live. And there's not going to always be sunshine, and there's not going to always be rain days. But in the midst of it all, we thank you, God. We praise you for who that you are. And so even to be preparing, sometime before the year's out, I will be having surgery. Even with that, I've just been in a place of thanking God for, I've had a struggle with weight loss and different things through the years, but this time it's different, that as I'm preparing for this, and I've known or had things come up to talk about surgery and you need to do this, but all the doctors who are in place and position that it's not, they want me to have a whole healthy life. And so I'm grateful even for the team that I feel like that God has built in this transition of this job that I'm at now, that has allowed me, these people to enter in my life to make sure that I'm healthy and whole. And God had to do that to open those doors. So I'm just grateful for, like I said, if I had the time, there's so much that has happened, but I'm just giving you key areas of my life that I just know that I look back, and I even look back today. Just, God, I thank you. Even when it don't look good, there's times that it's been hard. I have come to that place. I still going to thank you. And I remember when that I would be frantic, I would be stressed, I would be whatever, but I'm just at a place that, Lord, I'm just going to thank you. And I just know that God, even what we have going around, he's going to turn it around. And I just believe that just not for myself, I believe it for the body, because we all have had trials and tribulations that have affected our life that we didn't expect to happen or come about, but God has been faithful. We might have lost loved ones. We might have lost things. We may have even, for us, feel like, you know, we were lost within ourselves, but God has still been faithful because we're still here. We still have breath of life. We still are just thanking him for who he is. And so I just give God the glory for all things. I thank God for the mother that I have in my life, that she has been amazing, integral part of my life for just various things, and I just appreciate her that she's always been flat-footed and been about God, and I may not have always understand or agree with everything she's done, but I know that her heart is genuine. I know her heart is after God, and I know her heart is who God made her to be in spite of all she has been through. So I give God glory for that, and I definitely thank God for my spouse, my husband, and him just standing beside me and pushing me, loving me. And even when I thought I'd never be loved by a man, the way I deserve to be loved. Like, I have to give God honor for that, because I did not think at some point there was in my life that I would just take what I can get, however it comes. But God had a different plan. He had something better that he wanted for my life. And so I'm eternally grateful. And I just thank God for the support system through my mother, those who are around me that love me and push me for me to be better as a person, as a woman, as a wife, as a mother. And so I just ask you all to continue to pray for me as I'm striving to do what God has called me to do in this season and hour, but even just as Carmelita. So those who know the words of prayer in this upcoming season that I am in, preparing for surgery, I ask that you lift me up and my family, and that we will continue to, God will grace us, that no matter what life may come, we will still stand knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can actually think. And I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Many blessings to all. Be encouraged, be strengthened. Continue to stand with God, because God stands for us.
Praise God. What a powerful testimony. We give glory to God for opening us up with such a powerful testimony. Glorifying the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray glory to God. Now we hear Mother McCormick. Amen. And then Sister Prophet Alicia. And then we'll go. I lined it up afterwards and I gave you these three. These two. Praise the Lord. Amen. These three. Amen.
You ready? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thank God for being on the line of tonight. Give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for Pastor Hub on tonight, and thank God for Minister Neely that already gave her testimony. I just thank God for just being alive, you know, just a blessing to be alive on today. And then my testimony, I was just thinking of so many different things, you know, it's going through life journey, just so many testimonies that I could say of. And I was just thinking about, you know, when I was young, you know, I thought back on my life when I was young and how the wildness I were, you know, and how things that I was, you know, out there doing. And, you know, and I just thank God for how he brought me in, you know. I thank God for how he brought me in and let me realize that there is a difference. You know, there's a difference. We don't have to stay the same. You can come in. You don't have to be out there and doing the same old thing that you used to do. So I just thank God for the change of heart and a change of mind that he has given me. And also I was just thanking him for, you know, I was, remember one time when I was in my home, when I was staying in my hometown in Lumberton, I was there and I was looking out the window at this tree, and it had come a storm back in the day, and the limb, you have to let me know, sister, when to get off, okay? And when the limb broke, and I looked at that limb, and right then it was, you know, it wasn't dry. But then the next day, when I looked at that limb, the limb was like dry. And I never forget, the Lord gave me this instruction of St. John 15:7-8. It said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. I never forget that. And it was just like the vine, you know, that was the vine, you know, being able to, the branch. But then that vine, you know, that vine had, that branch had broke from that vine, and it was like, had been unconnected to the tree and stuff. And so I, you know, I thought about that, and I said, God, I said, I thank you. And you know, as from then, that day until now, I still think about that. I still think about that because letting me know I got to stay connected. I got to stay connected to Jesus. Got to stay connected to his word. And because that's what he's saying, you know, stay connected to him. And then also I was thinking about the different things that I went through when I had got sick one time, with my kitten. I had went to this job and I passed out at that job that day, and I felt funny on my way going to that new job that morning. I felt so nervous and funny, I don't know why, but then I was there and I passed out, and come to find out I had kitten failure, and I had to stay in the hospital for a whole week with kitten failure. So, you know, it just made me think about it. And I said, God, I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you for how you just helped me. And even though I was in the hospital for that week, and still when I got up and I began to still things was going on with my life that I didn't even realize that and going to the doctor, I was still sick with my kittens and didn't realize how sick I were. But just thank God for how I just kept, you know, at the time I kept praying and I kept going to church and I kept believing God, and I just stayed with the word. I didn't just get out there and do what I want to do, because I could have got out there and just got my mind off the Lord, not staying connected to the word, and I could have got my mind off of him, and it could have been another way, because my skin had turned. I had got so dark. I had got so real dark in my face and everything, and I think, you know, when I think about it, it probably was that what was going on with my life, and I didn't even know. But I thank God for the prayers of the righteousness avail it much. I thank God for it, and I thank God for how when I met Sister Hubbard, when I met her, I thank God for when I met her and how she, even though I traveled, you know, from Charlotte. And went to Georgia, and I went to Florida, and she still stayed in contact with me all that time as I was traveling from one place to the other. She always stood with me. She always called me and checked on me, and I just thank God for that. And so I thank God for all the prayer warriors. But I was just saying her, because I met her on the very day. I don't know if it was the very day, but I met her before we were getting ready to leave from Charlotte to move. I had all that time I had been on that street with her all the time, and I just met her when I was getting ready to pack up and leave. Is it about gone? Is it time up?
Oh, no. I was just saying it was a couple of months that we knew each other before you moved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I had just met her then and stuff. But I just thank God, you know, for that, you know, how she just kept in touch with me and encouraged me in so many ways, you know. When we walk in this journey, we need somebody. We need somebody in the natural. We, you know, we have God. We have him. But we need somebody that we can go to and talk to at times and stuff. And so I thank God for that. And I thank God for, because I was going through some things with my sister because she was sick. And I think I had lost my sister at that time too, when I had lost my sister. And there was something else. And then when I was in Lumberton, there was another time I was going to the post office. And then this man came in with a shotgun. And that time he came in with a shotgun, and I said, Lord, I could have been dead and gone, but because of his grace and mercy, I'm still here and I'm still alive. And I just thank God, you know, I just thank God for the things that he had protected me with, because when I was real small, and me and my little brother, we used to play with, my brother gave me some nerve medicine, and I almost died. I like to die then. I like to die taking nerve medicine. My mama said that she told the doctor, say, if you just take that stuff out of her, she'll be fine. I thank God for a mother that knew that she didn't want them to operate on me because they could have operated on me and it could have been different. Something else could have happened. And but she told them to draw that stuff out of me and I would be fine. And exactly what happened, because I saw my angel. I saw my angel before after it was over with. I saw my guardian angel right there with me when I was in the hospital. And so I just thank God. I just thank God for everything that he's doing, and thank God for how he yet blessing my children and everything. And I thank God for my mind, because I felt like when I left Charlotte, or when I was leaving from one place to the other, I would just sometimes get on the road and I would just feel crying. I was just crying because I was trying to find a place to go to church and stuff. You know, we can go to church, but sometimes it's not where we should be at. You know, there's a place where God wants us to be at. And I was just going to different church. And so one day I just told the Lord, and I said, Lord, I want to go to a church right close to where I live. And God put me in that church right close to where I live at and when I was in Georgia. So I thank God for that. But then I had to leave Georgia and I went to Florida. But I just thank God for all the traveling, all the learning and all the things that I went through as knowing that God is able to keep me wherever I go, because he said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. So that let me know that wherever I went, he was right there with me. He was my protector everywhere I went. And because there was time when I would get on the road and go places. One day I got on the road and I got lost on the road when I was in Florida. I was so upset. I was crying and I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know what to do. But God led me back to my house. He led me back how to get back home. And I got back home. I stayed at home. And I just thank God. I just thank God for what he's doing, because he is a leader. And he will protect us as we go through our trials and tribulation. I thank God again. I'm going to say this one. I thank God again for how he took care of me. I mean, took care of my baby, my granddaughter. And he took care of her when she was in the hospital. And even though she's still going through, she just went through this thing again today, passing out again. But we're going to keep praying for that situation. And so God, we just ask, I just thank God. Y'all just continue to just pray with us. Pray with Porus the more, because she went through that again today and passed out. So just continue to pray for her.
Praise God. Man, some powerful testimonies going on tonight. I tell you the truth. Oh, I hit something. I'm so sorry. Waiting for to prepare for Alicia, the prophetess Alicia, to come on, but I hit the button and knocked the system off, so I got to pull it back up so that way we can get her on so she can testify of the goodness of the Lord. And she's at work at California. I wasn't even thinking about the time right now, but she's willing to come on and give God praise for what God has done in her life. Amen. We should be back on just a moment. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for you all that just came on, Kamalita and Mother McCormick, both of your ministers, of powerful testimony of how God just moved in your lives. Amen. And I'm telling you, it should be dynamic encouragement to others to realize, glory to God, how God is still moving and still proving, and glory to God, still standing on his word. At this time, we're going to receive Prophetess Anum. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I thank and praise God for being on the phone, on the line tonight, to be able to hear all these great testimonies, to even continue to encourage my heart, my spirit, man. And I pray that it's doing the same for you. Praise God. And the only thing I was thinking about was, Lord, you know how it is. You have so many different testimonies. You're like, where do you even begin? What do you even say? And the first thing that came to mind is, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I have to thank and praise God for life, health, and strength, because I remember a time when I got out of the military and some things had happened and had taken place. And then I found out some of the same thing had happened within my family around the same time period. And my head was just jacked up. It was not right. And I thank and praise God that even through the midst of it all, he still yet kept me. And when I say that, there was a time briefly after I got out of the military that I had become suicidal. And it wasn't something that I was talking about. I didn't even reveal to my family anything that even happened. It was just my mother, the Lord gave it to my mother to actually talk to me. And that's how she knew. She told me, let's put it that way. So there was a time when I remember laying in the bed. At that time we had moved to Greensboro, North Carolina. And, you know, we were all excited about what God had did and how he moved for us to even get the apartment, which was basically like a home, like a house. And I remember it was like a Saturday morning. And I was thinking, you know, I can't deal with this. You know, every time I look around, I'm crying and I'm about ready to just, you know, it was just despair. And I had this best friend. Actually, a guy I was dating at the time, but it always seemed like the Lord would bless him that when I went through whatever I was going through, he would call, and that would help me, you know, get through the next thing, you know, through the next day. But this particular morning, I was like, you know what? The pills were sitting on the bed. You know how it is when you got issues and problems and this, that, and the other. They'll give you plenty of medication to help you out with it. And so this was like pain medication, and I thought, well, if I take enough of that, I could just slip away. I could just go to sleep, and I could just slip away in my sleep. But then I kept thinking, my mom is going to get up, and when she gets up at that time, she would get up, and she would be either praying through the house or she would be singing a song. And by it being Saturday, more than likely, she was going to fix some pancakes, which was my favorite dish. And then I kept thinking, Lord, do I want her to wake up and then find me gone in that manner? But the enemy just had me just like I couldn't take it anymore. So I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to take the pills. You know, everybody will be okay. I'll just take the pills and this will be over with. And God being so good, it's like he put an angel on my chest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He put an angel on my chest that I couldn't even move. It almost felt like I couldn't breathe, but not in a bad way. It was just, all I could do was move my neck. I tried to move my fingers. I tried to move my toes. I tried to twist my bottom side to see if I could scoop. And I just finally just had to give up and realize this ain't nobody but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got me under arrest. I cannot get up out of this bed. I cannot go and get those pills. This is not the route to go. And even just in the midst of all of that he still looked out for me to say, no, you shall live and not die, and you're going to declare the works of the Lord. So I thank and praise God that I didn't take the pills. And he blessed me. But the enemy still would come after me while I'm riding on the road, you know, just run into an 18-wheeler. Let an 18-wheeler just hit you in the back. That way it would be considered an accident. I had insurance at the time, so, you know, my mom could get my head the benefit split between my mom and my little sister, Carmelita, of course. And, you know, if I had the accident on the road, they wouldn't be able to declare it suicidal. And so at the same time, while I get out of this pain, I'm taking care of my family. God wouldn't let it happen. Every time I think I'm getting ready to do it, I would get so scared and so nervous I couldn't even turn the wheel. As a matter of fact, I would get further away from the truck instead of getting closer to the truck. So that is a blessing. And then I say all of that to say that because I kept, you know, he kept coming after me. He kept chasing me. He kept, you know, encouraging me. He kept having my mom pray for me. And then all of the other prayer warriors that were praying, and sometimes they didn't know what they were having to pray about. They would just say, mother would call me, and mommy would call me and say, your name just dropped in Sister So-and-So's spirit, and she just began to pray for you. Oh, wonderful. Hallelujah. But on the inside, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because I need it. Praise God. And so God just continued to keep me, and now I'm living my best life. Has there been struggles? Yes, there has. There have been plenty of days I had to learn and not walk in the overflow and not have the overflow, but had to learn how to walk in the days of manna for days and weeks and months and years, just being in a place of thankfulness, just being in a place of gratefulness, just having to trust and believe that he's going to pull me through no matter what in my finances. And God has blessed every single time. I remember when we lived in, we had our house in Charlotte, and it seemed like we kept praying for the overflow, the overflow, the overflow. And I remember Prophetess Benjamin saying how she had seen the angels of the Lord dropping money. When they had money bags and they was dropping at the house. And, you know, of course, when you get excited and happy, and you're thinking it's coming any minute. But what you don't realize is that's a little further on down the road, but you still got to work in that overflow. And I remember just praying and saying, God, now everybody in this neighborhood pretty much know that this is a house of prayer. My mother was living with us at the time. And, I mean, some days we would just have house prayer, and she'll be like, okay, go get so-and-so from down the street and tell them to come on and let's pray. Or, and I mean, it would already be people in the house. We already praying, but in the midst of it, the prophetic word would be like, go get this so-and-so, or go get blah, 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 blah. Or people would come by, and I mean laid out in the living room. So I'm like, Lord, people know that this is a house of prayer. They know that this is, we are a people that trust and believe you. Would you let your children, would you let our lights go out? Being that we are who we say that we are, that we're representing you. And I remember times where I'm just standing on the porch with my phone in my hand, calling Archie, and I'm like, okay, if we don't have this bill paid by 5 o'clock, they're turning off the lights. Today is the cutoff date. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, somehow, money will come, and we will be able to keep the lights on. I think maybe a couple times I had to deal with something with the water. That was on my fault. But majority of times, the money always came in on time. I remember my cousin got in contact with my auntie, and my auntie was like, she want to know how much your bill. I said, ooh, I gave her a partial pay. She said, she didn't ask you that. She asked, how much is your bill? I cried the whole time while I'm telling her because I was so ashamed how big our bill had gotten. But my cousin, who I hadn't talked to in I don't know how many months, paid our light bill. The kid and I had just had Angelina, my firstborn, and kept our lights on. So when I tell you that God will send money from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, and he will send strangers, he will send people that just I don't know why, just decided to write you a check. I just wanted to drop something in your hand. Praise God, he will do it. You just got to keep the faith, continue to trust in him. And don't give up, because it is amazing how things are crazy today, but turn out wonderful tomorrow. Because if I had given up, if I had just fell to what the enemy was trying to do, I would not have met the man that's in my life right now. My husband, who, like my sister just said, who loves me no matter what. I would not have these beautiful, I call them my gifts from God, because I thought I would never marry. I didn't want to marry. I didn't want to have kids. But God turned around and changed that thing, and I can't imagine my life without it. So I just want to say I thank you for my house outside, y'all, at work. So let me calm down and get back in. But I just want to tell y'all, continue to trust and believe God, trust in him. And I just thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, even with being in this place that we are in now, a place I would have never thought I was going to be in, California, all the way on this side of the country. But God is still good. He's still keeping us. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of y'all that's been on the phone, that has prayed for me, that has even financially blessed me, because y'all don't know how many times y'all have actually put groceries in my house and gas in my car. And I thank and I praise you for that. And when God blessed me to be able to be a blessing back, you best believe I'm going to do it. And I thank and praise God for it. I love y'all. God bless you. Mwah. Dr. Hubbard, can you hear? You back on the phone?
I'm just a talking and don't even have the thing off of mute. I said I was praising God for the powerful testimonies tonight and from my daughter, my sister. Praise the Lord. It's been so powerful, wonderful. This is God ordained. It's good to hear from God and listen to him when he said for him to be glorified, and he's being glorified tonight. I just praise him that might be going through some things or dwell with to God, grasping faith. Praise God, and encouragement of what God is saying and doing this night. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time now, I'm going to go ahead and have Mother Alexander. I was going to put my face in there in a little bit, but right now I want to keep this rolling like it is. Praise God. I'm trying to see who am I missing before I get to Mother Alexander. I spoke to Pastor Bird, but I don't know if she picked up yet. But Mother Alexander will be our next one after Mother, wait a minute, Mother, but anyway, after Mother Alexander, we're going to have Mother Willette, if Bert come on in between, I'll squeeze her in there. But after that, Mother Willette, and then Sister Rachel, I can't recognize this other number here. Praise God. And I'll get back with her. We'll do those three back-to-back for right now. So that's Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, and Sister Rachel. So the line now is open for Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. What about testimony?
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God for this day. Father, we give you glory, give you praise. I was getting in late this evening, so I didn't call all Carmelita, but I called Elisha and Madam McCormick. Praise the Lord for the sister and her testimony. My little testimony that I have is one that really find me in to places that is only God could bring me out. It's when my husband, I lost my husband, and I had to raise two boys. And I always believe that if you don't have the dad in the house, you can't raise boys right. Well, I pick up my two sons and I run home. And I said, well, I got two hands, so one in the right, one in the left. I went back overseas, and my oldest son, he was old enough to know the difference in what was going on. So when I went home, the only family he knew was his family here. My little son was about five. He's five or going on six. The language was easy for him to pick up, so it was. He had a joy in Panama. But my oldest son, he got sick. And my mom would say, you got to take that boy back. You got to take him back to his family, because he always talking about his dad and his uncle, his dad and his uncle. But the one them here was the only one he know. He didn't know my side of the family. And then he get used to it, but you see the language was a problem because Eddie didn't know Spanish. And David was small, so he understand. They speak in Spanish. They understand good. So anyway, little thing, I came back because he got sick, and Mama says, you got to take those boys back home. Take them back there, especially the big one. And he had a hard time because he missed his dad, because his dad used to do a lot of stuff with him, take him fishing, learn him to drive behind the car, although he was 50 in that time. And anyway, I brought them back. But I'm going to tell you something. I do not envy nobody that lost their husband and have small kids, baby. It's a heartache. And I remember the time when I had to take Eddie to school, and I had it worse with David, because David is a sportman. He play all the sports he ready to play. He play. But true, Hedy had allergies, so bad allergy. He didn't have too much sports playing. So, and they had the program, and they says, well, the dad, they want to see dad. But he didn't have no dad, so I had to be the dad. And boy, that thing hurt me so much. I remember I was coming from Fort Jackson, and I was driving, and when I don't know, the tears were just coming down, and oh, boy, I don't know. It's only God brought me back home, because I was driving, and it was hurt because I said, here, he don't have no dad to take him here. And when I go there, I'm the only mom standing there as a dad. And I said, Lord, you see all this. But anyway, I make it through it all because God never leave me nor forsake me, and I knew the Lord from a child, so I always depend on God. I always be standing. If I says, I'm not moving, I'm going to stay here until this thing come down, you better believe I'm going to stand right there until it come down, because I always believe that God will come true. And all my life, always depend on God, because I was taught that from a child. My mom always tells us, no matter what. That's why we know the Psalms, because she's better than us. Psalms 91, Psalms 23, Psalms 121, I mean the Psalms them. So I always believe. I never was shakable in my belief. When it come on to things, I say, I'm going to hold on to this. God is going to bring this thing out for me. I don't care what happened. I'm going to stand. And he sure did, because he helped me raise these boys. Every move, even when the youngest one was a fire rocket baby, the oldest one was an angel, but the youngest one was a fire rocket. But God and prayer, my youngest son today is a man of God, baby. That's what I always believe. No matter what goes on, put your trust and faith in God. I don't care what this look like. God not going to fail you. But you got to believe in him, because that's how I live, baby. I don't care what goes on. I'm going to depend on God's word, because he never failed me. The boy sent me up, grown man now. And God was there all the time. Now, I have brother-in-laws, wonderful brother-in-laws. But they all passed away now, and he's only one. And he always called to check to say, how are you doing, Janae? How is the boys? They are okay. And I believe God is who make that possible for me. Because here I come to a country that I don't know not much about. But God was with me through all things. And I never regret marrying. I never regret it, because God was always with me. And one thing I know, that's why I believe, no care what goes on, baby, I always believe, take it to God. And regardless what, always treat love. Always make sure you treat person with love. Regardless what's going on, if you can't did say something right, then keep on walking. I always believe that, because I always see it come true. God has never let me down. And I continue to stand regardless what's come, because he brought me through sometimes. When I think I stand alone because I didn't have a sister or brother here in the state, God sent brothers and sisters out of the wall, man. And I said, regardless what goes on in your life, you put your faith in God and you keep believing. Don't give enemy no place. And Psalms 91, I always believe in that psalm. I always believe in it, because it is real for me. You dwell in this under him, because his word said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he's your shelter, he's your shadow. So no matter where you go or what you do, God is protect you. But you believe and your faith in him is what going to bring it to do. Because he said it in his word. And what going to let it come forth is you believe in him. You believe in him. I always stand on those psalms, baby. I always pray. I believe in prayer. I don't care what goes on. And I believe what God said. If he said it, I'm not going to add none to it. I'm going to say exactly. God said, I will take care of you. So I know I'm going to have bread on my table. I know I'm going to have food in the cabinet. I know I'm going to have clothes on my back. I know I'm going to have shoes on my feet. Because he said it. So I believe it. And I never, never, never doubt it. From children, I always believe it. Because my mama always tells us. My grandmama said the same thing. You don't play no games. Because you're going to pay the price. And I believe it. I believe it. That God is a God that take us. He keep us. But we got to believe in him and put your trust in him. And especially when he brought me through. Because no one else could let me be so strong to raise Hedy and David. No one else. No one else going to school, doing this, taking them up, taking this. Only God. God is the only one, and that's why I always believe. I don't care what nobody say, I'm going to do what God says. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to do what God said. My testimony is that the strength I have is because of the living God. And I go forward because I know he never, never going to leave me. Because his promises brought me this far of my lifetime. And I'm not just today. I've been here years. I'm more decay here now. And I thank God. I thank God for the testimony that I have because I know he's real. And I know he'll do it for you. But you got to believe him. He brought me through, brought my sons them up. And thank God that they're still here, still standing strong, still going on in the name of Jesus. Because they know the Lord and they know what he can do. They hear mom praying all kind of hours at night. And they get used to their mom that our lifestyle, she going to pray. And that's my testimony for tonight, baby. Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Truly, I give God all the glory, honor, and praise. God is so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're doing testimonies tonight. Let me say praise God by sharing that I want to praise God because he loves us so much and because he's so faithful. And I want to say that God has always, it's a song, God has always been by my side. And I love God for that. I appreciate God for doing that for me. Always, I don't care wherever I go. And let me say that God is everywhere, praise God. I've been over to Germany a couple of times, but, you know, and when you're so far away from home and family, praise God, hallelujah, I've learned, glory be to God, that God never leaves you. He's right there by your side, and I appreciate him for that. God, I've had so many experiences of how faithful God is, hallelujah, praise God, and he does exactly what he says. And I was writing down, jotting a few things down that there's a reason, I say, there's a reason for the madness. The madness is a trial or tribulation or an issue that you may face. But there's a reason. If you learn, God, what is it that you need me to understand from going through this, praise God? I've learned, and brought me to another song, I've learned how to lean and to depend on Jesus. I thank and praise God. Let me say that when I was a little girl, I snuck away from home, praise God. Mama had bought me a little polka-dotted dress from the Roman sale, and I snuck away. I heard about a revival at our church, and I went, and I told my baby brother, I'm going to the, my older sister was asleep, so I snuck off and went to the revival, and I gave my life to Christ, praise God, then, and I didn't know everything, but I know he came into my heart, and he began to work on me, glory be to God. And I began to write down some of the things I was thinking about, how even when I was in Germany, praise God, and I learned some things, how faithful God was as when I was growing up, praise God. My dad had left home, and I had heard back in my ear that God answers prayer. And when I heard that, I ran over to this little spot, and we didn't have but a three-room house. And I got on my knees, and I began to pray, because when my dad had left home, I wanted my dad back home. And I began to pray and said, Lord, please bring my dad back home. Let me tell you something. And I said, please let him bring some little children for me to play with. And it was already seven children, but that just shows you a child's prayer. But a day or two later, a car drove up in that country, little spot where we live, and put my dad out. I said, glory be to God. I ran back to that little spot where I had prayed, and I said, Lord, thank you for bringing my dad back home. That's all right about the little children, because God had given me the best that I thought, which was to bring my dad back home. praise God. Let me say that in John 16:33, Jesus told us that in the world you're going to have tribulation. And then I put down, but God. Hallelujah. But he said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So in life, you're liable to face some situations, but if you just lean and depend on God and trust that, yes, he will be with you every step of the way, and he's working. If Joseph was here today, he'll encourage you with, yes, you may have meant it for my bad, devil, but God will turn this thing around, and hallelujah, he'll mean it for my good, and then he'll mean it so that I can be a blessing to others. Hello, somebody. God is everywhere. I put that down. Praise God. When I was, praise God, coming back from Germany, and there's so many times, matter of fact, when I was, I'm going to share this with you. When I was coming back from Myrtle Beach today, we had our South Carolina IPHC Women's Conference this weekend. But as I was coming back, I was sharing with the young lady who was riding with me, praise God, of how good God was, and sharing with her about God and the working of the Holy Spirit. I told her, turn that to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and begin reading, praise God, while I was driving, and I was sharing with her about the working of the Holy Spirit, and I was leaning on him. I said, the Holy Spirit will give you some directions. You just have to obey. Be willing to obey. I won't share a whole lot more about that, but I tell you, I was sharing with her about the experience that I had when I went out in the Spirit, and I knew I was in the presence of God. Glory be to God. No, I saw this figure of a person, but all you see is shininess from the shoulders up. You couldn't see any face or anything, but your experience, praise God. And I said, I'm going to tell you how you know you're in the presence of God. When you're in the natural, praise God, when I went out in the Spirit, I couldn't feel my flesh. Hello, somebody. I was just in the presence of God. And I was sharing with her another time, I understand that scripture that says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. How? Because when I went to, in Germany, a mountaintop experience, I call it, praise God. It was like a Women's Globe meeting, praise God. And I had to drive the bus. Glory be to God. That was my assignment, and I hadn't driven a bus but only one time. But when I got there, they had different classes that you can go to, and I said, I had been baptized with the Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, but I didn't understand everything about it. So they had a class on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, I'm going to that class. Praise God. And when I got in that class, they gave us all the scriptures that we needed of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, praise God. And some of them began to pray for people, but because I had received the baptism already, I began to yield myself to the Holy Ghost, praise God. And then all of a sudden, out of my belly flowed rivers of living water. Inside of my belly came up, praise God, and I was sharing with Marcia today, praise God, coming back. I was saying it was like thousands of butterflies coming up out of my belly, up out of my mouth, praise God. And that's the only way I can express that, praise God. But it was just so wonderful. There was a time that I was behind in my mortgage, hello, somebody, and I trust God, hallelujah. I said, God, I'm going to need $2,000 to get this thing rectified, praise God. Let me tell you, God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you can ask or think. He not only, the money was not only deposited in my account, but the realtor company that was ripping me off had to give me a check for $3,200. And $40, praise God, I'll never forget. And then that same weekend when I had to come from Germany to South Carolina to get my mortgage straightened out, praise God, I hadn't done my taxes, so I filled out a little rapid refund thing. And this shows you God was in this thing, baby, because you know how much the check was for? $777. You can't get no better than that. Glory be to God. But there was a time when I was coming back from Germany, and I knew I was going, and I always said, now, Lord, you know, I'm going to need me a new car when I get back. I went on to Mississippi, and I didn't pay a dime on it. My daughters, actually, God used, and God will cause people to do things on your behalf. Hello, I know what I'm talking about. Because my oldest daughter, her dad, praise, he asked me, he said, well, what do you want? Do you need it? I said, I need a new car. We went on a car lot, and I came driving off in an Acura Legend. Hello, somebody. God ain't no cheap God now. Come on. And you know what? My daughter looked at me, and then I just shook her dad's hand, shook his hand for that. I said, that was really nice of you. You got to learn how to receive, too, praise God. But when I got home, my mama said, what good? When I drove up in the car, she said, what kind of woman is you? I said, one that trusts God. Hello, somebody. But let me just share with you. I praise God because he truly, I know that he's real. I thank and praise him for my salvation, even as a little girl, how he's still working on me today. And I thank and praise him that he gave me, I was sharing with Marcia today that he gave me, I said, I believe I have a gift of faith. We all have a measure of faith. But when you begin to look at 1 Corinthians 12 chapter and those different, praise God, gifts that were given out by the Holy Ghost, you'll see faith is one of them. So when you have the gift of faith, praise God, it's a supernatural type of faith that helps you to believe that what God says, baby, it is not going to bounce. It's going to come to pass. You just have to release your faith and trust God that he's going to do it. I thank and praise God. I could share so many other things, how God has kept us. And even while we was in Myrtle Beach this weekend, I was supposed to have a three-room villa, praise God. But the guy took a while before he said, let me go back here. He went in the back room. I don't know what he was doing when I was checking in, praise God. He ended up, he said, I'm going to give you a different room. It's going to be a four-bedroom. Everybody had their own. It was a gorgeous villa, praise God. It was on a lower level because I said that I want something that I ain't got to be trying to go upstairs and stuff like that. But in any case, I thank and praise God. It was beautiful. Had my own, the bathroom I had was almost like a room by itself, the bathroom in my bedroom. It was a big old king size bed. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was just absolutely gorgeous. And then it was not far. You could walk to the conference if you wanted to, praise God. But I tell you, God granted us favor, favor, favor. When you love God and he knows you, praise God, hallelujah, you can rest assured that God will always be by your side, hallelujah. You can lean and depend upon God, hallelujah. You can take him at his word. God bless each one of you. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Did I not open the line for the next person? Oh, praise God. Let me check. I am so excited trying to write these down, some of these notes of some of these blessings. Praise the Lord. After Mother. Okay. Did I have someone? Oh, Sister Rachel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me find out where your name is. Number, rather. All right, my sister.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for every one of y'all testimony, all my sister's testimonies that's already went forth. This is the scripture God gives me to stand on. It is Psalm 118. Verse 17, I shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Each time in my life, as I look back over my life, all the things that I've been through, mental, physically, abuse, let down, put down, but God, prove it, God Almighty, Lord, I thank you. And as I look over my life, even when I had to go into surgery, even for my baby, the doctors gave me up. But Jesus said, not so. I shall live and not die. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And even into my young adulthood, I died on the table. But God said, I shall live and not die. He placed me back, my spiritual realm, back into my body on the table. The lady asked me, why are you smiling? I told her I went to a beautiful place. I thank God as I look back over my life. all the letdown, all the put down, Jesus carried me through. I know him as a healer. I know him as a waymaker. I know him as a mighty good tree, and I'm going to show you if they're capable. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's healed my body so many times. He's never let me down. He's never left me by myself. When my friends turn their backs on me, when my friends stab me in the back, good God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. He never left me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. They even said that I was crazy. Hallelujah, Jesus. But not so, says the Lord. Not one time did he allow me to go into an institution. I have to tell God, thank you. Even though man said I was a hopeless case, Jesus said not so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's why I have to praise him the way I do. When I think about everything that he's done for me, even as I go through now, hallelujah, Jesus, I can go to him in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. As when I fell last week, I hurt my back. My sister was crying. She said her back was hurting her. I was hurting too, but you know what I did, y'all? You know what God had me to do? I took her to the hospital. I pushed her around in the wheelchair. But I trusted God with my pain. And she looked at me. She said, how you do that? I said, Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. I didn't even see after my own self. I saw after her. I saw her needs before mine. Because I knew my Father would take care of me. And then it just rested on me that Monday. Pastor BJ said to me, she says, sometimes we need to go get checked. So Monday, I went and got checked because I was still having some pain. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that I will heal in time. That because of my, say they didn't see nothing broken. They did an x-ray. Because of my age, they said it would take some time for me to heal. I said, God, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Because if anything was broken, he mend me back together. Because there's nothing too hard for me. I know him to be a God just like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for being a healer. God, I thank you for being a maymaker. Because I know you for that too, God. When I didn't know where we was going to get some more food from, we was getting down to our last. But God, he sent a check through the mail. My little girl, my daughter, which is grown now, she comes skipping from the mail about, Ma, who got a check? I said, baby, how you know I got a check? Ma, who got a check? I opened it. Over $2,000. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Yes, God. Even now to the day, he's my shepherd. And I shall not want. When I'm getting very low, guess what? He opened a door for me. He opened doors that I never thought would be open. Oh, he just taking care of me. He let me know, just rest in him. The enemy comes so that we can be weary. But Jesus don't want us to be weary. He said, cast our cares upon him. Therefore, he don't want his children worrying about nothing. And I'm learning. He's teaching me how to just do that. Cast them. Give them to him. Because the battle is not Rachel's anyway. It is the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm learning how to just give it up to him. Because there's some things we cannot do anything about, but we know who can. His name is Jesus. And I know him to be able to give you some of your wants, your desires, the things you really need to. I needed a car. My daughter needed a car. God allowed us to go to Ford Company. The man called me, walked up off that dealership lot with three brand new cars. God, I thank you. It was one for a girl that didn't have a car, and I knew her. She's like a daughter to me, too. God be to glory. That's how good God is. Who you know can walk up off a dealership lot with three brand new cars with an income of $700? Nobody but God intercedes for me. No, I give him the credit because I know it was Jesus. Cars that nobody else had driven, zero mileage on them. Nobody but Jesus. Who walks up out of my Lord, I thank you. Who walks out the hospital that says there's seven heart blockages inside of you? The heart specialist tell you that. But you come out. God, I thank you. Woo! With nothing, no sin, no wars in your heart. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who goes to the doctor not knowing they're going to have a stroke that day? Just going to get a tetanus shot because you accidentally stepped on a nail. And you have a massive stroke right before the doctor's eyes or in the car. And they come get you out of the car. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bring it on back to me, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was in the car. I had a stroke in the car. But in the parking lot of the doctor's office. The nurse come out. I could hear her, but I couldn't talk back because my mouth was shifted out of place. By the time they reached me, she said, "My Rachel had a stroke." She knew who I was. God didn't send somebody that did not know me. He sent me somebody that knew me. And she began to pray because she knew I was a woman of God who prayed. And I was talking to the Lord in my mind. I never couldn't say it out, but I was talking to him from my heart in my mind. Right before the doctor's eyes, they were getting needles and things ready to go into my body. And I told Jesus, I don't want that in my body. And as I told the Lord that, I could hear, put that foot down, it's all crippled up. I was crippled like an invalid, y'all. And I began to put it down. I began to try to put it down. I didn't question God. I began to try. And it hit the floor. And I felt by that time it hit the floor, I felt feeling in my big toe. And I began to praise God, thanking him in my mind, in my spiritual realm. Just giving him the praise. God, I thank you. I remember just saying, God, I thank you. The more I thanked him, praised him, the feeling began to come out up on this leg, out up on my right side. My arms began to get in place. My arms began to be able to, hands began to be able to pick up things. I was able to pick up things. My mouth was still shifted out of place. The doctor standing up there, I could see him. The nurses, the doctor scratching his head. The nurses were amazed on their faces. I'm looking at them. And after a while, God began to shift my mouth back into place. Sit down a minute. Woo! Yeah, God, thank you. Yes, I did. I gave him his highest praise. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I did. I walked out of the doctor's office. Who do you know that death had a massive stroke? Walked up out of the doctor's office. Then they turn around and gonna call me when I get home and tell me I need to go back. I need to go to the hospital to be admitted. I said, Jesus, I don't want to stay with them people. I learned at a young age to talk to Jesus. I'm so glad I hung with my grandmother. I'm so glad she taught me about Jesus at a very young age. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm old mother. Yes, Lord. Thank you. And as I'm getting ready, Lord said, I can hear the Spirit, be obedient. Pack your bag. Pack your little bag. Don't. I went on. Lord took me on to the hospital. By the time I reached there, they took my daughter's size and everything, and they said, ain't nothing wrong with you. Well, then you back home. I said, thank you, Jesus. Got my little bag and come on back home. That's how good God is. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to do what he wants me to do. Oh, he is all that I need. All that I want. He's worth it all. He's worth it all, y'all. I wouldn't trade my journey in with my Jesus, my relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus. He said he would do it for us if we believe. Faith, faith. Our faith moves God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes when I get stuck, my auntie and Pastor BJ, God turned them in to me. The people were putting me down. I didn't tell them. But God tuned them in that I needed some encouragement. And I need to learn how to not let certain things go into my ear gate. I got to watch my ear gate. Uh-huh. We have to be careful what go in our ear gate. Because sometimes it's not right what people are doing and saying. It's not contributing to what God is saying. And we have to be very careful what we let come out of our mouth today. God be the glory. Faith. We should be speaking faith. Positive things. I don't care how negative it looks, but God, I know what you said in your word. Give God back his word. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear you, Holy Ghost. We got to give God back his word every time. And see, don't he prove himself? Woo! So many times he's proved himself over and over to me that he is, that he is. And the battle is not mine. And vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Amen and amen, y'all. God bless. And I love y'all. And keep me up in y'all prayers.
Glory be to God, Jesus. I tell you, you are awesome. A phenomenal God. What a powerful testimony to these. God, I give you glory for all that you're doing tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hear our brother Black. Bless God. I just saw his number. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, you're so awesome.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, these are testimonies. I just got on because I was having my phone work done. And I bless the Lord. I mean, and so it's my turn to give testimonies. First of all, I just thank God that, amen, I'm in the right place today.
Yes.
Amen. I'm serving the Lord. I'm in the prayer line with my brothers and sisters. I mean, true women of God. Amen. I just thank God that it's just from years ago, from drugs, alcohol, incarceration, running from state to state because I didn't want to get arrested, and then I commit a crime in another state. Now I got to leave that state. All the way up to today, God spared my life. When the police was trying to kill me, he was my aunt prophesied and said, "The police out. He's looking for you to kill you." And that's when I left the state of Aunt Sonia, Connecticut. And I tell you, this is the type of surroundings I was around. When I broke glass in Aunt Sonia, I was living with two of my aunts. The one that traveled down south went to take care of my grandfather. I broke glass that, as a matter of fact, let me back up. It was Sunday morning. I went to church. And my pastor said, "In 5 days, you're going to know that God is real." I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I said, it's Friday. That's 5 days. And one of my aunts that was there and Aunt Sonia was taking care of the house. Said, are you going to church tonight? I said, no. And so I went out and I got drunk. And when I came home, nobody was home. So I just tapped the glass, the storm window, and then just to get in the house, go upstairs and go to sleep. But my other aunt traveled to South Carolina to take care of my grandfather. She was praying Saturday morning and said, she called Aunt Sonia and said, the Lord told me there was glass all over the living room couch. I thought I tapped the storm window, glass window, so I can unlock it and lift it up. I bust that storm window out. I bust the regular glass from the inside out. I didn't know I broke all that stuff. And then Saturday morning, my aunt, she kicked me out the house. She said, you clean up that glass and get out the house. And so I went to my third aunt house. But I'll tell you, this was the type of surrounding I was around. True women of God who hear from the Lord, just as the same surrounding I'm around right now. Amen. And I just thank God for all of you. Amen. And I this is what the Lord has given me. And I just thank God. I know I'm growing now. I'm pressing more in the things of God. I'm more committed than ever before because I want to see some kingdom. I want to see some kingdom business, you know, and I want to be the one God uses. Amen. And I want to be a part of it personally. He has a plan for everybody. I'm not going to miss this. Amen. I just thank God. Give me the opportunity to even speak what I'm speaking now. Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Bless the Lord. That is an encouragement, too, as well, about being able to hear from God from state to state, no matter what, and reveal what is going on. Amen. But all these testimonies has been so powerful. I'm trying to see if we have, is this Pastor Sims? Amen. Bless the Lord. And I'll see if I have any time to share anything, because I am so elated with everything I've been hearing tonight, listening to the voice of God. He certainly did this. Glorify his name. Pastor Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Pastor Sims?
No, it's still me.
Okay, then. Evidently, that's not her. That number seems so familiar, like it was hers, but praise the Lord. Amen. Well, anyway, my testimony, I give God the glory. Just want to make sure I ain't overlooking anybody. I might open the line for something a little different tonight with one of our guests. 8073, do you have a testimony you'd like to share tonight? Your last four is 8073. This is, I don't usually do this, but it's a testimony just in case God has. Okay. And who are you?
My name is Alvina, Minister Davis. I'm a friend of Carmelita's.
Okay. Do you have a testimony you'd like to share? Welcome to tonight. We don't usually open live, but this is a special time, so I'm just going to find out whether you want to share something. You don't have to, but if you desire to.
I thank and bless the Lord for just another day's journey. I thank him for all that he is doing in my life. Some days are good, some days are bad, but I thank and praise God that I've been in this way a while, so I understand that the good always outweighs the bad. I thank and praise God that I've been in North Carolina for 3 years. I moved from up north in New York, and I was in my church up north for 33 years. And the Lord said it was time for me to go. And he blessed me to move. And sometimes, you know, not knowing anybody, he blessed me with my own home. So I have a brand new house, but no kids. None of my kids are here. I'm a mother of 7 kids. I have 10 grandkids, but nobody's here but me. And so I couldn't understand why he was moving me away. But I thank and praise God that it has been a journey. I had since met Carmelita at the church we both attend now. So I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for my journey. And I have had some great experiences with the Lord, and I have learned that sometimes I tell my kids to write them down. So when you're going through the bad times, you can reach back and see where if he took you through that, and if he took you through that, then he's going to take you through this right here. I have a granddaughter who was born almost 2 years ago, my son's daughter. And when she was born, she wasn't breathing. And they worked on her for 40 minutes, and they pronounced her dead. And when they pronounced her dead, she coughed. And they rushed her to a children's hospital. My son called me, and I told him, I said, you need to understand that everything attached to me is going to win. Okay, you're attached to me. Your seed is attached to me. You better speak the word. You better speak the word, the same word that I dragged my kids to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, went to a Pentecostal church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Friday, all 7 of them. And I thank and praise God that if they don't know nothing else, now, yes, they done been to prison, they done did a whole lot of things, but they all know the word. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise, and on the times when they're cutting up, I said, Lord, remind them of the word that's in them. Remind them of the word that's in them. And I thank and praise God when the Lord called my youngest daughter home. She was 19 years old for 4 days. She lived to be 19 for 4 days, and she dropped dead in my house.
My Lord.
I really was like, okay, Lord, now I thought that I had been through a whole lot before. At one time, I had one son fighting a murder case. He was nowhere near the scene. And he was fighting a murder case. I had a daughter taking chemo, and my other daughter had my first grandson. And I was going through all of that all at one time, taking the chemo appointments and running her to court. And it was just all in one thing. And I thought that was going to take me out. I really thought that. But God blessed. And he told me, he said, I'm going to do what man cannot do. My son was the second male black man in Orange County, Newburgh, New York, to ever be acquitted of all charges. All charges. My daughter that was taking chemo, she's still living, okay, and has a child. The grandson that my daughter had is 13 years old. But I thought those three things at one time was going to surely take me out. And then here, because Angel died 3 years later. She just dropped dead in my house. But I thank and praise God, because if anybody would have told me that I would be still able to praise the Lord and still, you know, because sometimes when you lose a kid, you know, people's minds don't be right. You know what I'm saying? But I thank and praise God, she died on a Thursday. I was in church Sunday, and everybody kept looking at me. And I went to church because I was like, Lord, well, what am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? What else am I supposed to do? But I thank and praise God, it's been 8 years. She's been gone 8. I think this will be the 9th year. that she's been gone. And I thank and praise God because I know she was saved. Because I raised my kids in church. And, like, before she died, she kept trying to tell me. She kept trying to tell me that she was going. She said, Mommy, I'm going to die, and ain't nobody going to know why. I said, girl, what are you talking about? We speak life and death and the power of the tongue. You need to stop saying blah, blah, blah. She said, Mommy. She lived before my bed. She said, Mommy, I want you to know that I know the Lord. I said, well, Angel, I hope you do. You was raised in church. And she said, no, Ma, I'm talking about knowing him. And I still missed it. And then after she died, I said, Lord, you told me that you wouldn't let nothing come up upon me unaware. You told me. And he said, she kept trying to tell you. She kept trying to tell you. And it was just the way she said. She was going to die, and nobody knew why. We didn't know for a while what had happened to her. And she was by herself. But I thank and praise God I have friends that their kids have died, and they can't say that they were saved. I know she was saved, okay? I thank and praise God for that. And although my journey has not been, it's been more down, but he told me my ladder was going to be better. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that. So all in all, you know, the journey, I'm not with the sister yet that said, you know, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey. I may not be right there yet, but I'm like, Lord, I still trust you. I still trust you. I'm going to go on and see what the end going to be. I just thank and praise God that I have met some people in this part, in this dispensation of time that I've never met, okay? Maybe he moved me so that I would know who I am in him, okay? But I thank him. Nevertheless, when it's time for a change, it's time for it. And I thank him that it was a quick move. It was a quick move. And everything that I asked the Lord for, he blessed me with. The word says, write the vision and make it plain. Okay? I wrote down everything that I wanted in my house, everything. And I have exactly the way I wanted it. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank him for the peace that I have, okay? And I'm just going to wait and see what the Lord's going to do. I thank you for this time that you've allowed me to share. You pray my strength and continued growth in the Lord.
That is beautiful. Thank the Lord for you. And what was your first name again?
Alvina.
Alvina. It's been a pleasure and a powerful testimony. Glory be unto God, and praise God for where you are in him and growing in grace. Beautiful, beautiful. All glory to God. I can't not let the other person not at least say something. One other person is on the 0795, if you desire. That's your last four. Praise God. If not, we thank the Lord. Amen. Oh, yeah. Did I just have Mother Alexander already had called? Yeah. She's already been on. I don't know if the phone had dropped. Okay, who are we missing now? 2972. I have that one. I want to give each person a chance, and then I'm going to see how much time we got. Have. Praise God. 2972. That's only if you desire. Okay. No, there's no pressure.
Hello.
Okay. Yes, ma'am?
I just want to thank God because the first part of this year, well, my husband, he has the blood pressure that when he stands, it's dropping. And he always fell. Like if he get up to walk or anything, he was all constantly falling. But thank God. God always placed a cushion under him because he never hurt himself seriously. He fell, but no broken bones. And the doctor also said that he was going to get worse. But thank God, the first part of the year, his appetite, he didn't have an appetite, and he couldn't even get up and walk around and stuff like that. And now, today, he is walking, and he does not have to really use the wheelchair. And I just thank God for watching over him and bringing him from where he was to now he's walking and have an appetite and gain weight and all and stuff. And he is doing much better, thank God.
But God, hallelujah. I'm a firm believer God has the last say so. And like the other sister says, and all of us know too as well, as we pray, that when you pray and have faith, glory to God, God can do the miraculous. Because he raised people
yes,
from the
can.
Dead. He turned them back around spiritually and naturally. When cancer says it's going to take out, God say otherwise. It's so many bringing marriages and families together. Tell me about what God want to do. Drug, alcohol, no matter what. There's nothing too hard for God. And we know every man, he's given a measure of faith, and they have a will. But when God has a purpose for your life, no matter how much the enemy does, God got a way of turning it around for his glory and his honor. And because of all of this, and we're that short on time now, my testimony will have to be at another time. But being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord makes all the difference. So we have to deny ourselves to make sure that what God says get done. And he said, glorify his name. I am in awe. So if you all that lines are open, if we just would give God his praise and glory and honor. Want to take a couple of requests if you need to, but we have prayer tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that's every Monday. And every second and fourth Sunday, we have a minister ministering the gospel. But for good now, and every so often on those occasions, maybe on rare occasions, it may seem, and maybe months at the time, you'll say, do testimony. But I heard a couple of days ago, he said, that's the reason why he didn't give me anybody. I was wondering why I didn't have anybody to speak this time, but he had a purpose. And if it has not been manifest tonight, my name is not B.J. Hubbard. But I praise God for every word that I've heard and the testimonies and for how God has been glorified tonight. I just want us to just open up our mouths and give him some praise and thanksgiving of what he has brought us through and what he's glory to God has done. And even the promises of the Lord is yet to come. But what he's already done, he deserves all the praise, along with most of all the salvation. So, God, I just thank you. I bless you. Hallelujah. So if you just open your mouth and give praise unto the Lord, let him know, glory to God, you appreciate him, that you glorify his name and honor him and thank him for touching and moving. Hallelujah. And proving himself in the midst of us. So thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. You are worthy. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. How excellent is thy name. Oh, there is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Yea, God, I thank you. Oh, bless these, your people, God. Hallelujah. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you turned it around for good, that you may be glorified. Hallelujah. Help us to always have the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. And help us remember to pray he one for another.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
All
glory to God. Every testimony matters. Every voice, glory to God. Everyone matters. Hallelujah. There's no competition. Put this in the greatness of God. Hallelujah. He's moving all of our lives in different areas of our lives. Oh, to be encouraged and to be strengthened. Strengthen one another in the name of Jesus. Pray without ceasing. And put our trust and our faith in you. And waver not. God, always keep a spirit of repentance in our hearts. Glory to God. Humility brings on promotion. We can continue to humble ourselves and let you do the exalting. But Lord, know that our problems overwhelm us, overtake us. Always looking for you as the object of our faith. And not the Christ of the Christ. But making you Lord. I will bless you at all times. In the valley and on the mountain, condition ourselves to take your word, and we can bless you down in the valley because we're coming out. Hallelujah. Up on the mountain, believing you and thanking you for the blessings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Even in the middle of decision making, help us to learn to trust and bless you. Hallelujah. And bless your name, Jesus. Even when betrayal is there, even when ridicule is there, even when we're being ostracized and criticized, glory to God. Bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah. They try to go back and ridicule us. Hallelujah. Grateful. God, help us, glory to God. Glory to God, to give you your praise. God, help us, help us, help us. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your angels being in camp. Thank you for your ministering angels. Thank you for the blood covering. Thank you for one another. Help us to think others more highly than ourselves. But never, never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, I bless you. Know who we are in you and who you are in us. In the name of Jesus. If we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. But we got to be covenant breakers, not covenant breakers.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So worthy of the praise. Bless you for each one of these vessels tonight, God. Bless you, Lord God, for whatever their needs and desires are as they walk up right before you. Say you'll hold no good things from them. Bless them, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To thy will be done. Hallelujah. I love you. Oh, God. Not to be no lip service, but I love you. Thank you.
Nothing.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Yes, thank you. Even in the praise, I'm believing healing and deliverance taking place, taking the crooked path straight while we're praising you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're moving, God. Moving by your spirit. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of the praise.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my Father, my Father.
Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you,
God. Thank you,
thank you, Father. We thank you, God.
Thank you for your anointing.
Praise your name.
Yeah,
oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Before we hang up, whatever the Lord put in her spirit, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm. We praise God. We give him praise. I don't know why you didn't see my mama, but it's all right. God does
no,
what
didn't.
He wants me. And so
yes.
It has to be a reason why he didn't want me on. But
oh, it must be
I
your cell number. I missed the other number. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, glory.
I enjoyed all the testimonies tonight because we serve an awesome God.
Jesus.
We serve a right now
glory
God and an on time
yes.
God. And
yes.
He said that we are delivered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So I just believe that the testimonies that went forth tonight, that people were delivered and set free. Because
yes.
we've all been through something. But the bottom line is that we know that we serve a God that will bring us through all trials and all tribulations. And everything that we've been through, or went through, was so we could help somebody else to get through the things that we've gotten through.
All
so
right.
I just give God praise tonight and bless each of you in the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was so busy looking for the other number, so when that did number come through, rolling through the thing while I'm writing, overlooked, but praise God. I just heard your voice. I know to call your name out just now. Well, bless the Lord. Praise God for you. Thank God. Glory to God. Like I said, mine right now is not important because I just thank God for all that. My testimony can be at another time, anytime. I'm just so grateful for the obedience of God and for those that I did hear. And thank God for the encouragement from the prophet just now. And I pray, glory to God, anybody that have a desire for prayer, glory to God. If you need something specific that we need to pray for now, regardless of the recording, sometime to pick up later, we'll take that request. Other than that, prayer time will be tomorrow. But I don't want to close the line without if someone needed an agreement in prayer tonight, right now. We will stand with you, praise God, in agreement for that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that as we were praying, from our beginnings to where we are today, and as long as we keep holding on and standing on the rock, God said, it gets better.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Just stand on the
rock. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I know we continue. We are continuing praying for Sapori, but I need you to continue to pray for her. She I was looking at the calendar a few minutes ago, and I don't even want to go back there of that because I know that's in the past and we're going forward. But I've just ask y'all just pray for her because she had a little dizziness or fainting a little bit today again. And knowing that this is her time again today, on yesterday, really. And so we just yet pray for her. And pray for her because she's going on a little trip tomorrow and that I'm going to believe God, she's going to be all right when she goes on this little trip tomorrow and everything. Because we know the devil's a liar. We know that he's just trying to keep mess with her for some reason whatsoever. But we know God has got it all in control. And so we're just going to just ask me, I'm just asking y'all just touch and agree with me and just pray for her and more about the things that she is yet going through. Because like I told her, I said, you are anointed child and you coming out of the situation and God is going to work some things out for you. So you just hang in there because God, he's going to do it for you. So I'm just, y'all just pray for her that when she go on this trip tomorrow, that she will be okay. Everything will be all right.
Okay, Pastor Bird, since you're online and whatever, I'm going to go ahead and let you take that prayer request about this thing as we believe in God. As Mother said, deliver us, but also cover her while she's out there on that trip.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but God will see us all. Father, we do lift up this baby to you right now, God. She's wonderfully and fearfully made by you and for you. And God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that the devil not keep coming in and out of her life in Jesus' name. She will live and not die to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. And Satan can't stop it and he can't block it. But right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we close up every door, Father God, that he's able to keep coming in and messing with her and torturing her, God, in Jesus' name. We say that we bind him up from her in the precious name of Jesus, and we bind to her healing, God, healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We command all of the blood and everything else to get in line like it's supposed to in Jesus' name. She is already healed by your stripes now, God. So we come against fear or any other thing, God, that have come in and open up doors for the enemy. She will walk by faith and not by sight, calling those things that be as if be not as if they were. So, Father God, we are praying as she go on this trip tomorrow, God, that she will have that mind of Christ. Every time something happened, God, that she would just call on the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. And she will be able to do and be with the other children or whoever else, God, without pain or any other thing in Jesus' name. And we come against those fainting spells, whatever is causing her to faint or be dizzy or whatever is going on. So, God, we don't know what the cause is, but we know you know. And we put it in your hands and ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that the doctor or whoever else, God, will find out what is going on so they will know how to treat her. So we thank you, God, for hearing us tonight. For one or two are gathered together, touching and agreeing. On any one thing, it shall come to pass. So we believe in you, God, for her healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
bless
Lord.
Your name,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you,
Jesus.
Bless the Lord. He is
thank
worthy
you.
Of the
yes,
praise.
He is. Thank you, God. Glory, glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
you,
again.
Jesus.
Glory to God for everyone tonight. Praise the Lord in the move of God tonight. Pray God's blessings upon you. Blood covering. Thank God for the guests that we open the line to. We don't usually do so, but it was just an anointing that God said do so. So whenever he speaks, I want it to be so. So we thank God for you and your testimonies and what God is doing in your life, and continue to pray that you continue to keep the faith, keep seeking the Lord, and all of us stay anchored in the Lord in obedience. All glory with the seeking out his face more for the word, so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water and soar like the eagle as well. And later, as
yeah.
we get stronger in him, we can run with the horsemen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again. Thank God for the prophet. Thank God for the word and everybody. And we look forward to those that will join us tomorrow in prayer. But continue to pray daily and pray for your strength and encouragement over your family, your ministries, the things God's doing on your job, wherever, school, or however. And just for our daily walk. And thank God for those angels being camped. And pray glory to God for those that are going through the fires and through the wars and through the flooding and all the various things and all the harm and horrific, horrible things the enemy is doing in the land. Our God is still in control. But we take authority, bind it, and loosen from his assignment and even that attack on the minds of our youth. God, we're just praying that you bless and keep us all, God, praying for the body of Christ. And God, we just cast these cares back to you, bind Satan up his cohort. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. Dismantle and go over to God and call forth, glory to God, the joy, the peace, the Holy Spirit to just move miraculously as we yield ourselves and avail ourselves. We thank God for you. We love you. Shalom, shalom, and glory be to God again.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shalom, God.
I'm excited about this man called Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cover us under the blood, Lord. Cover us under the blood.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Jesus, 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 there
is something about that name. Savior, Master, Jesus, like a flicker without a flame. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Shalom.
Shalom.